is Southside.
Now, regular listeners to obviously our Siren FM feature, etc., with our Los Angeles correspondents will know that one of the shows which has been gripping America in every sense of the word is the fabulous Jerseylicious. And yes, it's created imitations on this side of the pond as well, but an imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. We're delighted to be able to welcome now to the Siren FM airwaves and the Midweek Drive Morning Edition airwaves the fantastically wonderful Tracy DeMarco and indeed Olivia Blois. Sharp, who's actually there, but Tracy, I think we're with you first. Is that right, Tracy?
Hi.
Excellent. Now, Tracy, welcome aboard the good ship Midweek Drive. Jerseylicious, it's defined as a docudrama, documentary scenario, etc. Yeah, how did you get involved with it in the first place?
Well, I think that a docu-soap is like, it's obviously a documentary soap opera, but I think the soap opera is the part that's all like the drama of our lives, and the documentary is literally like the reality of all the drama. So that's kind of where they get the name from. But like, they cast me through Olivia because they knew that we didn't get along. They found me on Facebook and they said,
I've seen some of the clips that we've actually seen in terms of obviously the show itself, etc. And I've seen you because you work with vision boards, is that right?
I don't work with vision boards.
That's all right. That's fine. Well, I was thinking we were looking at a whole different area there. But I mean, I just thought, you know, you seem a perfectly sensible human being, etc. I mean, I just wondered how much of it is. I mean, I can't believe what's not to love with Olivia. Surely.
I mean, there's definitely a character involved. I think that there is. I guess there's something like a lovable side of it, but then on the opposite side, like nobody knows behind the camera what goes on, and I think that people are a little blinded by, you know, reality television, and they think every single thing they ever see is like how it really is, and I just think that that's really naive because they don't know any of us in real life, and they're very quick to judge, but...
Yeah. Well, it's something you'll be pleased to know, Tracy. We always like to ensure that everybody is a wonderful person if they're booked for one of our Midweek Drive setup. F. Scott Fitzgerald obviously wrote The Great Gatsby. It starred Robert Redford. This is the Gatsby salon that you're actually working within from that point of view. When you're actually looking at this whole field, and I started off this piece by talking about some of the imitations that we're seeing on this side of the Atlantic, did you ever think it would actually have this kind of resonance with respect to people literally getting totally hooked on the series?
No, I had no idea. Actually, that's where the owner of the salon, when it first opened, his name was Danny. He actually loved The Great Gatsby in that era, and that's why he named it that. And, like, when we started working there, I was like, oh, I love that movie, like, thinking it was no big deal. And I was like, oh, we have a TV show, but I thought it was, like, you know, going to run for one season, if it even ran through the whole season, and then I'd be back to, like, my normal job. And apparently, it's been going on for a long time now, so I'm, like, really impressed that it, like, caught on that fast, and the fact that there's all these other shows that are doing it also, I think that's great for them. I mean, they take it to another level, clearly. I mean, Jordy Shore is, like, completely... it's, like, a raunchy...
Well, I was going to ask you about that, Tracy, because surely you'll need to have subtitles to even understand what they're talking about on Jordy Shore. I mean,
I don't understand your guys' accent sometimes, let alone
exactly.
that accent. I've heard them speak once, but I've never watched the show. I think that what I've heard of it is, like, pretty risque, and, like, I don't think our show's like that. I think that they've taken it to another level, but I think that, like, in general, like, we are all reality shows, and we are all, like, they show us partying, and they show us working or whatever, and I think we all have, like, a different aspect of what it's like during your 20s, but, like, some is moderate, some is extreme. And
what about that other series, which has obviously crossed over with the likes of Amy Childs and various other folk, The Only Way is Essex? I mean, how does that compare?
I mean, I just met Lauren Pope the other day, and she was really, really sweet. And I think that their show, in comparison to Jordy Shore, is like our show is comparison to Jersey Shore. Like, they're a less intense version of it. And I think that there's almost, I don't know if I can say this, but I feel like there's almost a higher bit of class, like, on our show and Essex, just because it's not all about, like, you know, having sex in public and craziness like that that Geordie Shore and Jersey Shore have.
Tracy, there has to be certain standards, you see. That's the point.
I mean,
you go, we are quite
parents watch.
Yeah, precisely so. And we're into the fourth series that is coming up for that point of view. Okay, Tracy, we can come back to you in a few moments because we'd like to certainly find out which celebrity you'd particularly like to kind of do a makeover with and so on. But if we can actually have a few words with Olivia, if that's okay.
Okay, sure. Hold on a second.
This is, of course, the fabulous Olivia Blois-Sharp. Hopefully we've got the pronunciation correct there. Olivia, how are you?
Hi.
Are you well and hearty? And what's it like actually being over in Britain talking about a series that's obviously on the east coast of the States?
This is my first time out of the United States. And it's weird. I feel like I don't feel like I'm out of the country. I just feel like I am in like a history book or something. It's like weird. Like there's nothing like this, like where we're from, you know, like all these, like old looking buildings, like very Victorian, very Gothic. It's like, it's so cool. Like, you know, like I took classes in college about like history of design and art history and I learned all about this stuff, and it's so cool to actually see it. Like, I'm so fascinated by it, and it's just so beautiful. Like, Jersey doesn't have, like, the United States in general, it doesn't have this, like, this historic feeling. It's beautiful over here. It really is. It looks like it's out of like literally a history book. It's gorgeous.
I think it's fair to say that probably Bruce Springsteen was New Jersey's most famous export before obviously Good Self and Tracy actually sort of emerged from the whole thing, which is good from that point of view. I've got to ask about obviously your middle name, Olivia Blois-Sharp, because I was initially thinking of Blanche Dubois. I was thinking of all sorts of things, etc. Was that where is it? Because I'm thinking it's more a New Orleans name as opposed to New Jersey, Blois.
Well, actually, my family, my grandparents, they all grew up in Italy, but somewhere along the line, somebody was French, and basically, what it was is my grandfather's side, it's my great 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 grandfather. He was the king of Blois in France, and he ran the castle and everything. And so it's like funny. I'm actually like, I guess like you could say that I'm derived from like royalty or something, I guess. But like my mother actually, she went and visited Blois, and she brought her, like, I guess, like, the family tree, like, whatever it's called, and she brought it, and she, like, she proved that she was related, and they, like, gave her free dinners, and they let her tour the castle by herself and let her take, like, family crests home and stuff, and, like, so, like, I would love, and they gave her, like, all this, like, faience, like the pottery and stuff, and I like really want to go there one day so I could like experience it and see it. So that's where my name comes from.
I'm sure it'll all work out perfectly well. Now, we were talking obviously about the series now going into its fourth season. The third season starts very shortly in terms of a whole heap of other things from that point of view. But what about the kind of British scene? Do you ever sort of look at people like David Beckham and Victoria Beckham and think that they need a makeover? They need to actually have some time in the Gatsby area.
No, I think they're the most beautiful couple in the world, so I don't think they need any help. They're gorgeous. They're so stylish. Their children look fabulous. Like, they don't need any help whatsoever. They're like the duo sent from heaven.
Olivia, I'm trying to set up clientele for you here. I mean, they could have actually trotted in and say, you know, we obviously need this whole thing. So.
Listen, you could send me somebody who needs it from here. I actually said in an interview before, like, send me Mr. Bean.
Ah, right. Okay.
Well, I'll help him out.
That's pretty close to myself, actually, but still, never mind.
Well, oh, really? You look like Mr. Bean?
I don't know. We just carry on in our own way, but we'll sit. Mr. Bean or Johnny English or Rowan Atkinson. One of the three. We'll actually work on those bases.
So. Yeah, any of those. Yeah. Send them over my way. I'll get them. Mr. Bean really needs a haircut, and he needs to trim those eyebrows for real. I need a bushwhacker to help those eyebrows.
It's a whole routine for that. Okay, Olivia, we'll just move back briefly to Tracy. That's all right. We'll take both of you to wrap up with this particular area. Tracy, same question to yourself, basically, in terms of...
Hold on, let me give her the phone. Should I put you on speaker?
Yeah, let's go on speaker. Let's be bold. Let's be daring. Let's actually sort of work our way through this.
Let's be daring.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure we could actually cope with this whole setup, which is marvelous. So, Tracy, we're back with yourself now.
Hold on, wait, I got to put you on speaker. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on one second.
The technology is going to be there, fingers crossed. All this magic will actually work through. Hopefully that's coming together. Have we worked through it? If not, we can always just stay with the same phone handover.
You're officially on speakerphone.
Marvellous. That's great. Okay. Well, Tracy, same question that we were just speaking about with Olivia there. Who do you think, in terms of celebrities, as far as Britain is actually concerned, could do with some magical help from you guys?
I was actually thinking about it, and I want to tease up and fix Fergie. What's her name? Sarah Ferguson.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. I don't like her hair. I'm not a fan.
That's okay. That's fair enough. I think that's perfectly okay. Yeah.
I mean, so too, fixing her hair, because I want to tease her up and curl her a little bit.
Right.
She's potential of being really, really pretty if she fixes the hair.
That's very true. As long as Kate Middleton and Pippa Middleton are actually okay, then all's well with the world, presumably.
Oh, well, they're all that matters, apparently, in this entire world right now.
Tracy, you can say that. I couldn't possibly comment, but, you know, fantastic stuff. Listen, a quick reminder that the third series of Jersey Shore comes out very, very soon. It's on Style, of course. The fourth season emerges in August 2011, etc. It's Jerseylicious, the go-to show in terms of style, in terms of sophistication. Have you guys enjoyed your trip to Britain, and can we look forward to you coming over back again in the not-too-distant future?
I hope so. It was amazing. I feel like I'm on a giant movie set. It's so beautiful.
Well, yeah, and presumably, so you're based in London. I mean, do you ever get to see any other parts of Britain, like indeed Lincoln and so on?
I haven't, but hopefully I'll be able to come back and, you know, see more places.
I think that's right. And does the same go for yourself, Olivia? Can we look forward to you coming back to Britain? I mean, it's closer to Italy than New Jersey anyway.
Absolutely. I was just talking last night on the phone with my boyfriend, and we want to come back here, and I just want to, I heard that you can just take, like, flights for, like, $60, and you go to, like, Ibiza, you go to France, you go to all over the place. I want to spend a month traveling Europe.
So, Olivia, I take it you've had a reasonably okay telephonic link with us today.
Yes.
Can we look forward to connecting with you again in the not-too-distant future? Who knows, maybe registering you as one of our official Jerseylicious correspondents.
I would love to, yes.
Excellent. Let's go to Tracy and see if we can get the same couple of questions for herself, and then we'll be sort of wrapping yourself up. Tracy, are you there with us?
Yes.
Excellent. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat with us today?
Yes, you are amazing. I'm so happy I got to talk with you guys.
Well, the next crucial question is, can we look forward to, again, hopefully featuring your good self in the not-too-distant future as well?
I hope so.
Tracy DeMarco and Olivia Blois-Sharp from Jerseylicious, many thanks indeed. Take care.
Thank you so much.